Thank you very much, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for June the 5th. We'd like to begin by excusing Councilmember Finter. We'll begin today's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Tony Frazee of the Gateway Bible Church. Following the invocation, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Councilmember Chris Glover. So please stand for the prayer and Pledge of Allegiance.
Would you pray with me? Father, we come before the throne of grace with grateful hearts to live in the United States of America. We ask your blessing on our country. We ask your blessing on our military, our first responders. We ask your blessing on the city of Mesa. We ask you to lead and guide in this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor and Councilmember, for getting us off to a great start. The first item on our agenda is the consent agenda. I'm going to invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read that agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for large print library books for the Library Services Department. Item 3B, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for library books, spoken word, DVDs, and digital media for the Library Services Department. Item 3C, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for library media materials for the Library Services Department. Item 3D, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for concession services for the Mesa Arts Center. Item 3E, act on 3-year term contract for polyurethane roof foam and coating for citywide facilities projects as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 3F, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for tree pruning, removal, and other services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities and Transportation Departments. Item 3G, act on 3-year term contract for perennial ryegrass seed for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 3H, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for GPS equipment and offender monitoring services for the municipal court. Item 3I, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for ballistic body armor for the police department. Item 3J, act on 3-year term contract for controlled substance screening for the police department. Item 3K, act on dollar limit increase to the 1-year term contract for repair and maintenance parts for the Severn Trent chlorine system for the water resources and the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities departments. Item 3L, act on contract to purchase 21 replacement precast electric vault tops and associated services for the Energy Resources Department. Item 3M, act on contract to purchase one PM10 certified street sweeper for the Transportation Department. This purchase is grant funded by ADOT, Fiscal Year 2016 Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program, and the Environmental Compliance Fee. Item 3N, act on contract approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into the Fiscal Year 2016-2017 annual agreement with Visit Mesa for the transfer of agreed upon transient lodging tax funds used to promote tourism and convention activities, as well as specific community civic events and sports that bring visitors to Mesa. Item 4A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Phoenix and Maricopa County to accept grant funds from the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant, or JAG, program, which will be used to replace the Mesa Police Department's digital evidence management system. Item 4B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a conduit use agreement with Zayo Fiber Solutions for a term of 20 years. Item 4C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to provide written approval to the City of Phoenix as management agent of the 91st Avenue Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is jointly owned by Glendale, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, and Mesa, to contractually dispose through sale the biogas products contributed to the treatment plant for processing into a renewable energy source, subject to provision of a proportional share of proceeds to Mesa. Item 4D, act on resolution levying the amount to be collected by a secondary property tax and the rate upon each $100 of assessed valuation of property subject to taxation within the city of Mesa for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2017. The fiscal year 2016-2017 secondary property tax rate represents a 4.5% reduction from the prior year's tax rate while maintaining a tax levy of $33.4 million. Item 5A, introduction of ordinance amending Table 1 and Title 5, Chapter 17 to the Mesa City Code, entitled Mesa Development Impact Fees, by removing the Parks Impact Fee from the table, which was discontinued on June 3rd, 2016, and reducing the total impact fee amount in the table. Item 5B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-024, 5253 South Saranac, located south of Ray Road and east of Power Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of an office building. Item 5C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-026, the 6400 to 6500 blocks of South Mountain Road, located north of Pecos Road and west of Mountain Road. Rezone to allow hazardous material usage on the portion of the property associated with the existing Fujifilm Electronic Materials Facility located at 6550 South Mountain Road. Item 5D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-027, the 9,000 block of East Brown Road located west of Ellsworth Road and the north side of Brown Road, rezone and site plan review and a special use permit to allow development of a transitional senior living facility. Item 5E, introduction of ordinance adding Chapter 14, Employment Opportunity District, to Title 11 of the Mesa Zoning Ordinance and amending sections of the Mesa Zoning Ordinance to enable the use and administration of the Employment Opportunity District. Item 6A, act on ordinance amending Section 10-4-6 of the Mesa City Code to decrease speed limits from 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour on a portion of McClellan Road from Stapley Drive to Gilbert Road, as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat, Medina Court, 1126 West Medina Avenue, located south of Baseline Road on the east side of Alma School Road. Item 7B, act on subdivision plat, Eastmark DU6S Infrastructure, the 10,000 to 10,800 blocks of East Point 22 Boulevard, both sides, the 4,300 to 4,400 blocks of South Everton Terrace, both sides, the 4,300 to 4,400 blocks of South Park Jewel, both sides, and the 3,900 to 4,400 blocks of South Signal Butte Road on the west side. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, that being the case, I will note that a motion has been made by the Vice Mayor and seconded by Councilmember Glover. All in, or please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda with Councilmember Finter absent. The next item on our agenda is to conduct item 8A, to conduct a public hearing prior to the release of the petition for signatures for annexation of case A13-05. The property is approximately 2 acres and is located south of Brown Road and west of 98th Street. This request has been initiated by the applicant Jared Cox of Garner Cox Engineering for a single residence development. I declare the public hearing open. Does anyone in the public want to speak on this item? Hearing none, do any council members wish to address this item? Hearing none, I hereby declare the public hearing closed. The next item on our agenda is item 9, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I noted that I've been handed 3 different cards. Do we have any additional cards?
No, that's it.
Okay. I will start then in the order that I received them. Just to remind everyone, we are glad that you're here and able to speak. When you come to the microphone, please give us your name and your address, and then you'll have 3 minutes in which to speak. The first card is Rosa Isela Ramirez. And I noted that we have a Spanish interpreter present. Given that there is interpretation involved, I will allow up to 6 minutes for the presentation. Please proceed. Okay.
I just have something I need to read near by the city. Las reuniones del Consejo de la Ciudad de Mesa. Si necesita asistencia o interpretación en español, favor de llamar al menos 48 horas antes de la reunión al 480-644-2767. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Rosa Isela Ramírez Rodríguez y yo soy residente con la dirección en 644 West Main Street en la traila 118, Mesa, Arizona 85201.
Good afternoon. My name is Rosicela Rodriguez, and I live at 644 West Main Street and trailer number?
118
in Mesa, Arizona, 85201.
Okay. El punto aquí es desde el año 2013, ustedes, la ciudad de Mesa, juntamente con el anterior dueño, sabían que la propiedad tenía problemas.
Okay. The point is that since 2013, you, the city of Mesa, knew that the property had problems with the owner of the trailer park.
Yeah, with the ex-owner, Jim Hamm. And fue hasta el año mayo del 2015 que se nos notificó que teníamos que abandonar nuestras viviendas a más tardar el 24 de noviembre del 2015.
And it was last year in May 2015 that we were notified that we had to abandon our property, our trailer, where we live, no later than the 24th of November 2015.
El 16 de junio del 2015 recibimos individualmente una carta de una serie de acusaciones en contra de nuestras viviendas de parte de su ingeniero de la ciudad de Mesa, el señor Steven Heather, algo así.
On the 16th of June 2015, we received, each individual received a letter accusing them. There was a letter that had accusations accusing them the places where they lived, and that they weren't complying with the city code. And it was given by an engineer by the name of Steve from the city of Mesa.
Uh-huh. Y curiosamente, en agosto del 2015, ustedes pararon las apelaciones individuales que nosotros como dueños de nuestras viviendas sometimos a través del abogado Rey Ibarra para responder acerca de las violaciones eléctricas y demás que ustedes, la ciudad de Mesa, nos hicieron.
And curiously, in August of 2015, you stopped our individual appeal that we were making with the owner of where we live. And this was through a lawyer, Mr. Rey Ibarra,
to respond
to electrical violations that the city of Mesa had made. Mm-hmm.
Pero antes de eso, la ciudad de Mesa envió al ingeniero Steven Herrera a tomar fotos de cada vivienda y tomar nota y fotos de cada falla eléctrica, según ustedes, que cada una de las mismas tiene.
But prior to that, the city of Mesa sent to the engineer Steven Herrera some photos of the property, taking note and with pictures of each property that showed the problems that they had with the electrical work, and that you thought were the same ones that they were talking about.
Una vez más, curiosamente, maquillaron todo y dijeron siempre no. Pueden seguir viviendo ahí.
Once again, everything was covered up, and you said we can continue to live there.
Cuando y pueden seguir viviendo ahí, nos dijeron, ¿verdad?, en repetidas ocasiones. Y cuando siempre y cuando paguemos puntualmente al nuevo dueño y a ustedes por las utilidades, porque pagamos utilidades y pagamos nuestros impuestos también.
They were told that you can continue to live there as long as you pay your monthly rent on time and your utilities, because your utilities is also included in their price and their taxes.
Resumen, es una vil mentira que a ustedes les importemos. No nos miran como humanos, ni a nosotros, ni a nuestros niños, ni a nuestras mascotas que tienen vida y viven también.
Okay. And in summary, it's a lie what they're being told, and what their children and all their elderly and their pets, you know, what they're being told that they have to do with them and stuff, that they can't continue to live there.
El día 13 de mayo del 2016 fui al Salvation Army y me negaron la ayuda del dinero que se recaudó, los casi o más de $100,000, fue más de $100,000 para los residentes que los residentes de Arizona donaron, perdón, específicamente para nosotros, la comunidad de Mesa Royal, especialmente lo hicieron por nuestros hijos. Y a mí me han negado la ayuda. No hay ayuda.
She says she's been denied help, and that on the 13th of May 2016, she went personally to the Salvation Army, and they turned her down as far as assistance with money that they had received from the community. They had received $100,000 or more to help the residents there, and she was turned down. She didn't get any help for Mesa Royal.
Y el 16 de mayo del 2016 fui al departamento of Fire Building and Life Safety y hablé con la señora Connie Cage para pedir la cantidad que ellos ofrecieron. También, ¿verdad? Habían ofrecido 1,200.
Okay. And she says on 16th of May 2016, she went to the Department of Fire Building and Life Safety and spoke with Connie Cage to ask for the amount of money that they had offered.
Por abandonar la trailer.
To abandon the trailer.
A través de una carta en marzo 2015 por abandono de trailer, la cantidad de 1,250, los cuales también se me negaron. Y al decir se me negaron, hablo de todos. Hablo de una comunidad.
And she says that through the letter in March 2015 for the abandonment of the trailer, they were turned down. They were told that economic help was totally canceled, all of it, and that no one was privy to it for the community of Mesa Royal.
Okay, excuse me, Ms. Ramirez, we allowed 6 minutes given the use of the interpreter. You're now at 7 minutes. So if you could please wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you so much. La pregunta del millón, ¿dónde están los $100,000? ¿Quién los tiene? Porque fueron contadas las familias que agarraron la ayuda. Solamente alrededor de 20 familias, tengo entendido, tomaron la ayuda del primer y último mes de renta. Y eso, si ya llevaban listo el contrato, ellos tuvieron que pagar el depósito.
She said, the million-dollar question is, where is the $100,000? That she thought that you had for the families there at the trailer park in order to help them, that only 20 families were able to take advantage of the situation, and they went with their contract already filled out, and that they had to pay a deposit themselves.
Queremos una respuesta,
and that they
y
would
una
like
solución.
An answer and a solution.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Ms. Ramirez. Thank you for being here. Unfortunately, we can't respond directly to what people are saying because it's not on our agenda. But I would invite you to talk with city staff after this, and I think that the question that you ask can be easily answered. The next card we have is from Simona Cruz. Again, given that you're using an interpreter, we'll allow 6 minutes.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Simona Cruz.
Good afternoon, my name is Ramona Cruz.
Mi domicilio es 644 W May.
I live at 644
11. El código es 85201.
She lives in trailer number 11, Mesa, Arizona, 852201.
Entonces, yo, es algo ligerito lo que voy a preguntar. Y yo, ¿desde cuándo que hemos estado viniendo aquí y todo? Me ha quedado algo aquí adentro de que no lo he entendido bien o no sé.
She says this is the only question she's going to ask. She's been coming to all the meetings when
porque,
they come. And she just wants clarification. She says she doesn't know if she doesn't understand or what it is, but there's something that within her isn't sitting right.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, mire, ustedes nos empezaron a decir que querían que dejáramos el lugar.
You began to tell us that you wanted us to leave the place.
Después, la otra vez en la iglesia nos volvieron a citar que quieren su piso y no quieren saber nada. Quieren meter máquinas, pero no nos hablan de dinero.
We had another meeting at church and nobody wanted to do anything. They just wanted to put machines in. They wanted to take our money away.
Entonces, yo quiero saber, ustedes como personas educadas, personas que han estudiado más.
I want to know that you, as people that are educated and yet you studied more.
Y sobre todo porque yo creo que ustedes creen en Dios.
And above all, because I know that you believe in God.
Y si creen en un Dios grande y poderoso que vive y está vivo.
And if you believe in a big and powerful Almighty God that is alive.
¿Por qué nos quieren negar la ayuda?
Why do you want to turn down our help?
Porque si nosotros, si ustedes empezaron a llamarnos.
Because if you started calling us.
Entonces necesitamos ayuda. Ya no queremos quedarnos. Lo que queremos que nos paguen.
We, you know, we need help. We want you to help us. We want to get paid, and we don't want to stay. No se quieren quedar, ¿verdad?
¿Eh? No, ya no queremos quedarnos. ¿Quieren su piso? Ahí lo tienen, pero queremos que nos paguen, que nos tomen en cuenta. Porque a tal parece que nos quieren ignorar. Pero si ustedes ven, no estamos en la oscuridad. Como dicen ustedes, somos hispanos, pero venimos a trabajar.
She says that if you want the area that you can have it, it's there, but they just want to get paid. And it seems like you have them in the dark. And she says that they're Hispanic and they want to be helped.
Y nosotros no debemos porque trabajamos y pagamos nuestros impuestos, pagamos renta, aunque nos quedamos sin comer, pero la renta está primero.
And she says we don't owe anything. We pay our rent, we pay our utilities, we pay all of that first before we eat.
Yeah. Ahora yo quiero proponerles algo. Para mí es lo más hermoso, ¿verdad?
Now I'd like to propose something to you that to me is the most beautiful.
Que yo quisiera que ustedes observaran a esta familia que se está quedando sin casa.
I'd like for you to observe this family that is being left without a home.
Aquí mucho matrimonio llegó joven. Y aquí se casaron.
There's a lot of marriages that arrived here at
aquí,
a young age and they got married here.
En ese lugar han nacido muchos niños. Es el único hogar que ellos conocen. No conocen a ninguno más.
Here in this place.
Y ustedes así como así quieren.
Here in this place is where a lot of these children were born and they don't know any other place.
Y yo pienso que eso no es justo porque ustedes son cristianos. Ustedes creen en un Dios.
And I don't think that's fair because you are a Christian and I know that you believe in God.
Y si ustedes creen en Dios. Deben de ser más humanos con nosotros y con toda esta familia.
And if you believe in God, you should be more humane with us and with this family.
Los niños se están quedando sin casa.
Their children are being left without a home.
Estamos nomás en el Jesús en la boca. ¿Cuándo nos iremos?
They keep asking us, Mom, when are we leaving?
Ahora, ustedes quieren que nos vayamos. Nos vamos.
You want us to leave, we'll leave.
Les dejamos el piso, pero queremos que nos paguen. Que sean justos con nosotros. Porque nosotros hemos sido justos con la ciudad, con todo.
We would like for you to
no
be,
debemos nada.
We would like for you to be fair with us because we have been fair with the city and with everybody and we don't owe anything.
Entonces yo me hago esa pregunta. Y cada que hemos venido, he querido hablar. Pero como vamos contados, entonces yo me detengo, ¿verdad?
Of all the times that we've come, I've always wanted to speak, but since there's just a few of us that can speak, I haven't had my opportunity.
Yo nomás les quiero dejar en su corazón, en su mente, en su espíritu, en su memoria.
I just want to leave in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, and in your memory.
En su casa, cuando ustedes se sienten a su mesa y estén comiendo, ¿no sienten remordimiento por toda esta familia? ¿No sienten tristeza?
In your home, when you sit down to eat, don't you feel remorse for this family? Don't you feel sadness?
Yo pido que sean más humanos, que nos entiendan, que nos comprendan. Somos personas, no somos animales. A tal parece que mejor un animal está dando más oportunidad que nosotros.
I ask you to please be humane with us. We're not animals. Animals are being treated better than us.
Y eso no se habla bien de ustedes.
And that doesn't speak highly of you.
Porque digo, ustedes están en un lugar precioso ahí. Están sentados.
Because you're in a pretty place.
Que todo pagamos
there.
Nosotros con nuestros esfuerzos.
That we pay for with our effort.
Trabajamos duro para pagar impuestos.
We work hard to pay taxes.
Para todos ustedes.
For all of you.
Entonces es muy justo que ustedes, aunque sea una piedrita de cada quien, que nos apoyen.
So,
no pedimos otra cosa. No nos queremos quedar ya.
It's only fair that you put a little pebble for each one of us and support us. That's all we ask.
Lo que queremos es que nos ayuden. Quieren su piso, ahí está.
We want you to help us. You want
ya
your
no
area
alegamos más, pero que nos paguen, pero que sea un pago justo.
But we want to be paid.
Para que toda esta familia
and a fair payment.
Vaya y busque un lugar decente a donde vayan a vivir.
So that all these families can go to a decent place to go live.
Porque somos personas, no somos animales.
Because we're people, we're
not animals.
Y es lo que
yo veo, que nos están discriminando, nos discriminan y hacen y hacen y hacen.
Because what I see is that you're discriminating against us and you do this and you do this and you do this.
Entonces, mire, se termina, pero páguenos.
So it's over, but pay us.
Y les entregamos su piso y nos vamos. Les damos las gracias porque nosotros somos agradecidos. Nosotros sabemos agradecer porque nosotros creemos en un Dios vivo. A él lo amamos.
Pay us fairly and we will leave because we are appreciative and we do believe in God.
A él lo respetamos porque es nuestro Dios.
We respect him because he is our God.
Y yo pienso que ustedes también.
And I think that you do too.
Yo les voy a dejar esto en su conciencia de ustedes.
I'm going to leave you with this in your
conscience. Thank you, Mrs. Cruz. That well, you allowed 6 minutes and you're a little over 7 minutes now. So if you could please conclude your remarks.
Sí, ya.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias. Y ahí quedamos.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being here, Ms. Cruz. Third card I have is Irlanda Nez. Irlanda, you have 3 minutes.
All right.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rolanda Nez. I live at 644 West Main Street, number 34, Mesa, Arizona, 85201. We know that you not only can buy the land with the funds that you have, but we also know that you want to improve and beautify our city at the same time, reducing the crime of our city. You taking our homes will create crime, leaving many families homeless because they cannot afford to move somewhere else. On the other hand, if you improve this place and help us, you can create affordable housing, which will help the tenants to have safe and affordable place to live in. It will make you guys look good, and it will beautify the city, also reducing crime in our area. Due to the fact that our neighbors all know each other and report anything wrong they see, the only thing that's bringing us crime stores our neighborhood are the motels among us. You can get rid of those and use that to build better things for our neighborhood and others. In the meanwhile, you need to look for alternatives because we need an answer. Also, we would like to know why Chris Glover has not wanted to meet with us, and we've been wanting to meet with him. And he has refused, and that's a violation of the basic principles of democracy. Also, we did not call ahead of time to ask for an interpreter due to the fact that you guys get paid federal funds to have a professional interpreter available at all times. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nez. Again, unfortunately, we can't respond to any of the comments, but I would invite the folks here that have concerns to meet with city staff, and hopefully some of your questions can be resolved that way. Next item on our agenda is to adjourn. Is there a motion to do so? Thank you. And second, all in favor, please say aye. Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned.